Radio Daily. For Weekend Eve, another one almost upon us, and this weekend is so magnificent. We have Jackbox on Friday night. We're playing poker on Saturday night. Hey, Outworld Fleet Radio folks, come play poker with us. I mean, I have to remind David that I told him he should play. So David may or may not show up, but now that it's been put out there into the ether, into the realm, into the world, it could possibly happen. Once you say things, they become reality. That's why Guy always say Guy like. Hi, welcome to the 17th of June. Sorry you weren't here 3 minutes ago when that would have been relevant. We're the fine folks at GeekRadioDaily.com, the folks bringing it to you today. The man whose bosses are starting to figure out how to talk to him. It's Podcasting for Siegfried.
I've also prepared a safety briefing for you to entirely ignore.
That's how you do. Hi, everyone. I'm the guy that'll make it happen the only way I know how. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm a killing machine.
Yeah. What happened, sir?
You, of course, were speaking about the most trusted man in news, Guy LaDouche.
That's true.
In 1837, Charles Goodyear obtains his first rubber processing patent.
Same day, same year, Joseph Lister of Glasgow, Scotland, becomes the first surgeon to perform surgery under antiseptic conditions. 1837. It's not 200 years old.
In 1885, the Statue of Liberty is delivered to New York Harbor.
1901, the College Board introduces its first standardized test, which becomes the forerunner of the SAT.
1928, Amelia Earhart embarks as a passenger on a transatlantic flight from Newfoundland to Wales, becoming the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean.
Or at least passage. 1940, the first public demonstration of PhonoVision, a coin-operated video jukebox developed by Sam Sachs, former head of Warner in the UK and of the Vitaphone studio in Brooklyn, almost killed the radio star.
1946, the first commercially available mobile phone is released to consumers.
1967, China tests its first hydrogen bomb, a U-235 implosion fission device named 596. 2,960 meters over the Lop Nor testing grounds, China's first full-scale implosion weapon test, the sixth nuclear test within 32 months, a record for the shortest development period of any nation's nuclear weapons program, which means it keeps getting easier.
1970, Edwin Land patents the Polaroid camera.
1972, five White House operatives are arrested for burglaring the offices of the Democratic National Committee in an attempt by some members of the Republican Party to illegally wiretap the opposition. Wait till they go after the cookie recipe.
1977, Warner Brothers releases the horror film Exorcist II, The Heretic, directed by John Borman and starring Linda Blair, Richard Burton, Louise Fletcher, Max von Sydow, Kitty Wynn, and Paul Heinried.
You've scientifically proven that ESP exists. This is a weird film. 1980, Atari's arcade game Asteroids and Lunar Lander become the first two video games to be registered with a U.S. Copyright Office.
1983, Logical International files a trademark infringement suit against Coleco Industries, claiming prior use of the name Atom for a computer.
1985, Morelos 1, the first Mexican satellite, is launched from the Space Shuttle Discovery. It's a geostationary communication satellite manufactured by the Hughes Aircraft Corporation.
In the same year, Sultan Salman Al Sayyid becomes the first Saudi Arabian in space during the 18th mission of the Space Shuttle Discovery.
1987, the dusky seaside sparrow becomes extinct with the death of the last specimen held at the Walt Disney World Resort's Discovery Island Nature Reserve. The rumor was never verified if Disney then immediately sold the feathers to guests.
1988, Sunsoft releases Blaster Master as Cho Wakuzai Senki Metafight for the Nintendo Entertainment System in Japan. The game will often be cited as one of the most challenging and original games for the Nintendo console.
1999, Digital Video Express abandons making its DivX paper transaction DVD video scheme because it failed to obtain adequate support from studios and other retailers, despite strong consumer interest in the DivX feature, because everyone wanted a video store they kept in their own house that they paid to watch.
2003, the first flash mob forms in Manhattan, New York for 10 minutes beginning at 7:27 p.m. in the home furnishing section of Macy's department store. Though the origins of the phenomena won't be documented until organizer Bill Wasik, senior editor of Harper's Magazine, publishes an article about the incident in the March 2006 edition of Harper's. Roughly 100 participants were drawn into the event by blog entries and text messages.
2006, the film Death Note is released to Japanese theaters. The film is an adaptation of the popular Death Note manga series and is not the one that Netflix made.
George Lucas is inducted into the Science Fiction Museum and Hall of Fame.
2691, the cover of this month's issue of Science Discoveries reads, "Stallions use world nuclear arsenal to fuel amplifiers. Rock, baby!" Birthdays?
Arthur Darvill is 39 from Broadchurch, Rory on Doctor Who, and Rip Hunter, Legends of Tomorrow.
Michael Showalter's 51, The State, Wet Hot American Summer, and the criminally underappreciated The Baxter.
Will Forte is 51 from SNL, MacGruber, and Last Man on Earth.
And has a wonderful turn in Sweet Tooth. Jason Patrick is 55 from Lost Boys, Rush, Speed 2, The Losers.
Greg Kinnear is 58 from Mystery Men, Sabrina, As Good As It Gets, Talk Soup.
Thomas Hayden Church is 61, Wings, Ned and Stacy, Sideways, and Sandman and Spider-Man 3.
John Grease is 64 from Joysticks, Fright Night 2, and of course Uncle Rico on Napoleon Dynamite.
Mark Lynn Baker is 67 from My Favorite Year, Cousin Larry on Perfect Strangers.
Joe Piscopo is 70 from SNL, Johnny Dangerously, Dead Heat, and of course was the deity of the church I belong to, the Joe Piscopalian Church.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1898, M.C. Escher. Never ask him to draw you a map.
1904, Ralph Bellamy from Rosemary's Baby, Oh God, and Trading Places, as well as Disorderlies.
1927, Wally Wood drew for EC Comics and did some early Daredevil comics.
1945, Art Bell, author, broadcaster, the man who gave voice to those who believed the incredible or incredulous. I wonder how he would feel about how things are going now.
Right? 1947, Christopher Alport, To Live and Die in L.A., the 1986 Invaders from Mars, and the Jack Frost movies, not the Michael Keaton thing.
On TV, we got on CBS the new Young Sheldon, United States of Al, Mom, Be Positive, and Clarice turns in her gun and badge after she assaults another agent in a fit of rage and she is placed in mortal peril. Was she gnawing on him or on a new Clarice?
ABC has Holy Moly Goes Pro on a new Holy Moly, then Silent Night, Holy Night on a new Holy Moly, followed by The Hustler.
I love Holy Moly. NBC has the first round of the 2021 U.S. Open Championship.
On Fox, Daddy Daughter Time on a new beat Shazam and a rerun of Lego Masters.
CW, Walker, Stella, and August go on a road trip and discuss Tragic on a new Walker and the new Legacies.
Must be tragic news. Freeform has Cast Away, which isn't Cast Away, which is what most people call it.
AMC has pretty much the greatest Western ever made, Tombstone.
Basically, Bravo, the final four chefs take part in a quick fire challenge that honors the Oregon Trail on a new Top Chef.
Oh, God, everybody's going to die of dysentery.
Yep.
FXX has The Simpsons, The Yellow Badge of Courage, or I'm sorry, Cowerage, and Gone Boy.
FXM is showing Little. Not Little Shop of Horrors. I completely wrote that. It is the movie Little.
Well, BBC America has the classic British film Mortal Kombat.
Paramount, of course, has iRobot with just a few more explosions than were in the story itself.
Sci-Fi has John Wick. Then John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum. That's a weird
order. You're going to get lost. TBS, Talk to Me Nice on a new The Cube.
I mean, do you get a gleaming?
I hope so.
TNT has The Accountant.
But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A woman learns the nanny who framed her for abandoning her daughters, now her ex's new girlfriend, but she cannot get anyone to believe her story, so she digs into the woman's past in a bid to protect her child and prove her innocence. Cindy Busby and Lane Edwards star in My Husband's Killer Girlfriend.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. A congressman hires Chad to find his runaway daughter, Abby, because she fled to Hollywood with stars in her eyes but ended up making some of those blue movies. The odd thing is this case is eerily similar to one that Chad worked on 10 years ago when he was a police officer. He couldn't save that girl back then, but this time, maybe he can do it right. And for safety's sake, he asks Xavier for help, because you need only the brave, and Xavier has the true grit to make it to the end game. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
The mail's in.
Chad and Abby are feeling a little stylish by joining. I had never heard the term blue movie. Between that and Tuesday search for how to tell he's cheating on you, well, Google seems a little concerned about me. Aw, how sweet. Google, you should probably be worried about the husband, unless you are warning him through the searches. Love and my rocket launcher is watching you. That's from Drace. P.S. Is Jared a prize now?
Always has been for us.
I know his mom has always said that, but I mean, you have to ask him. I don't want to speak for him, but I get the sense that he's feeling a little giddy right about now. If you'd like to drop a note and tell us your opinions on how good of a prize Jared is and where you'd rate him on your shelf of memorabilia, by all means, send a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com or send a voicemail or text message. Use the magic numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
I mean, above or below your Star Trek Enterprise bridge set.
Get the full spectrum of electronic selection at Tiger Squawk Records. TigerSquawkRecords.bandcamp.com, Facebook.com/TigerSquawkRecords. Industrial, goth, electronic rock, EBM, EDM, IDM, experimental and noise. Spanning the globe, direct to your earlobe, it's the record label with jumper cables, Tiger Squawk Records. TigerSquawkRecords.bandcamp.com. Facebook.com/TigerSquawkRecords.
I'm Christopher Judge, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily. What?
You know, people often say that when they realize they're still hanging out with us. That's fine.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blastoff.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Oh, so what we playing this week?
We've got the Red Solstice 2 Survivors. Fighting the Stroll, protect Mars, save humanity, or die trying. Available now for the PC.
Curved Space, an intense arcade-style twin-stick shooter that takes the classic formula and plunges it into the weirdest reaches of space. Battle cosmic space-invading spiders across curved landscapes where bullets hug the terrain while the horizon drops sharply out of sight for the PC.
Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance, an action RPG game. Available for the PC.
Glad they cleared that up. Phantom Abyss, an asynchronous multiplayer game set in randomly generated temples where players must compete against each other and avoid traps in search of relics for the PC.
Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War, and Warzone Season 4. New guns, new operators, new maps, and new modes, along with the new season battle pass, come to the popular multiplayer and battle royale game. It's available on all major platforms.
Sea of Thieves Season 3. A Pirate's Life for Ye! Set sail with Captain Jack Sparrow in 5 new tall tales featuring a massive crossover, sirens, monsters, new showdowns with phantasmic crews and more for all major platforms.
Woohoo!
Even that new crank one that's coming out?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The Disney live adaptation of Beauty and the Beast was a monster success for the studio. All-star cast, retelling a tale as old as time. Now Disney plans on continuing the magic by bringing back two of its most favorite characters, Gaston and Le Fou. While rumors of a prequel series has been around for months, Disney has officially confirmed the series, a prequel, has been greenlit and will be on Disney+.
It's hero time!
As fans worldwide celebrate the 30th anniversary, of the beloved 1991 classic, Disney Plus announced a limited musical series from Disney and ABC Signature. 8-episode prequel to the 2017 Beauty and the Beast will star Luke Evans from The Alienist, Josh Gad, Frozen 2, reprising their roles as Gaston and Le Fou, and introduce Brianna Middleton from the Tender Bar as Le Fou's stepsister, Tilly.
And his name's G-A-S-T, I believe there's another T. It just occurred to me that I'm illiterate and I've never actually had to spell it out before.
Set in the iconic kingdom of Beauty and the Beast years before the Beast and Belle's epic romance, the series will follow Gaston and Le Fou as they set off with Le Fou's stepsister Tilly after a surprising revelation from her past comes to light.
The war, bloods, explosions, countless widows.
This sends the unlikely trio off to an unexpected journey filled with romance, comedy, and adventure. While the mysteries of the past are uncovered and the dangers of the present grow, old friends and new enemies reveal that this familiar kingdom harbors many secrets. It sounds like there may be something there that wasn't there before. After all, no one's as slick as Gaston, no one's as quick as Gaston, no one's as big of a...
Jennifer Lopez will star and produce a new film called Atlas, which is being made for Netflix. Brad Peyton from Rampage in San Andreas is attached to direct from an original script by Leo Sardarian from Crackle Startup, which is being given a go-over by Aaron Eli Colliett from Heroes in Star Trek Discovery and Lock and Key.
You know, I had already asked some folks if they'd heard about Atlas, but they just shrugged.
Lopez plays a woman fighting for humanity in a future where an AI soldier has determined the only way to end war is to end humanity.
It's not wrong.
To outthink this rogue AI, she must work with the one thing she fears most. Another AI.
Ooh, will the other AI learn where keys are hidden? Have a creepy smile? Say, hasta la vista.
That does sound familiar. Two artificially intelligent beings, one of which is teaming up with a powerful woman to save the world. You know, that old chestnut. But then again, maybe this type of battle simply is fated to happen.
There is no fate but what we make for ourselves.
Brad Peyton said in a statement, having the chance to direct Jennifer in the title role of this movie is a dream come true, as I know she'll bring the incredible strength, depth, and authenticity we've all come to admire from her work. Or they simply want to ride the money train, who don't mind working with Hustler. And I'm feeling kind of geely about it, because it's...
An underwater archaeologist for the University of Texas at Arlington is part of a research team studying a 9,000-year-old stone tool artifact discovered in Lake Huron that originated from an obsidian quarry more than 2,000 miles away in central Oregon.
So the trail didn't kill with dysentery, but the Atlantis complex.
The obsidian flakes from the underwater archaeological site represent the oldest and farthest east confirmed specimens of Western obsidian ever found in the continental United States.
Making them a true... Lost Empire.
The find in Lake Huron is part of a broader study to understand the social and economic organization of caribou hunters at the end of the last ice age. Water levels were much lower than scientists found. For example, ancient sites like stone walls and hunting blinds that are now 100 feet underwater.
I had heard that one of the letters on the rune had been mistranslated. So by changing this letter and inserting the correct one, we find that the Shepherd's Journal, the key to Atlantis lies not in Ireland, but in Iceland. Well, I'm confused.
This particular find is really exciting because it shows how important underwater archaeology is.
Time for some scuba lessons.
Ashley Limke, assistant professor of sociology and anthropology at UT Arlington, continued, "The preservation of ancient underwater sites is unparalleled on land, and these places have given us a great opportunity to learn more about past peoples. Will we ever actually find Atlantis? Perhaps. It is one of the greatest mysteries of mankind, but then again, we may never, since it was probably moved by a Stargate."
From Michael Phelps to Rebecca Adlington, the world's top swimmers are known for their streamlined movements through water. The elite swimmers could soon go even faster. Thanks to Speedo's latest innovation, the Fast Skin 4.0, a concept it's describing as the most intelligent swimsuit of all time.
More so than the LZR Racer? We shall see. Well, more than we want, it's a Speedo.
The swimsuit has a number of futuristic innovations, including energy harvesting fabric and a built-in AI coach, which Speedo claims would allow swimmers to go up to 4% faster by 2040.
Because like it's made of little oars, so when you swim, you row yourself?
There is also the adaptive smart lock seal. Helps make the suit easy to slip on and off whilst locking the body into place to give athletes total race confidence. Customized compression and full body coverage, Speedo explained. The seals around the neck, wrist, and ankles automatically tighten to your preferred calibration without the need for zippers or fasteners.
While it's like you're wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all. Stupid sexy Flanders!
Dr. Rob Blankensop, head of research and development, Aqualab, said, "We've looked at everything from fabrics and textures to how we integrate intelligence in our suits, and the result is FastSkin 4.0. The future is about to get very fast." What's more, the suit is 80% biodegradable once the swimmer has finished with it. Or they just made the world's first pair of superhero tights. Because the way it tightens around the openings, it sounds like it's really going to seal in the flavor.
Sneaker fans can add yet another new product to their collection, although this shoe is not one to wear, as Lego is releasing a buildable toy brick version of the Adidas Superstar sneaker, complete with shoelaces and a shoebox.
What sicko made Lego shoestrings?
Oddly enough, they has real ones. See, the toy company's designers have been faithful to the original sneaker, with the set replicating the shoe's shell toe shape and serrated three-stripe mark.
Yeah, but couldn't they have made the original JS Bones, the Spring Blade, or the Teddy Bear shoe? Ask Chun-Li if you don't understand.
Florian Mueller, senior designer at Lego, in a statement said, "Our shoes represent very organic objects made from flexible material that also look different on every person. It was a fun challenge to translate this to the Lego system in play, which by nature is square and blocky."
Florian must have never seen the Kobe 2. That's a stupid looking shoe.
Thank you. Thank you. So see, that would be out of place as a Lego.
It is a Lego.
Right?
They'd have to just make one. Right? It's one solid piece. You're not building anything. It's practically the shape of the actual Lego feet. It's not that different. Jesus Christ, that looks like what somebody with like $4 and a ham sandwich for a budget on a sci-fi movie makes future shoes.
Ugh. For sneaker fans who prefer real shoes over brick ones, Adidas is also releasing an Originals Lego Superstar sneaker. The shoe will combine Adidas' archival aesthetics with the Lego brand's instantly recognizable bricks, according to a press release. Of course, the big missed opportunity in all this is it should have been wearable. That way, I could step on a Lego while stepping on Legos. And that ain't half-stepping. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradio.com.
God, if I had those, every step I would be, you'd be like, ow, 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 ow.
I'll be hurting you every step. it's just horrible. Horrible. Drop us a note, please. Won't you tell us, what do you think about, like, seriously, a Millennium Falcon Lego set? That's cool. A shoe? Are you that much of a shoe person you would get a Lego shoe? Please tell us. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Voicemail, text message. Either way, use the numbers.
510-GRD.
We really
are you that much of a shoe person or that much of a Lego person?
Funny. I detect no source of amusement.
Good times.
Bid you farewell and good luck, morons. Bye.
What the hell are you doing here?
You said you wanted to talk.
I'm in my office.
I don't like offices.
Why don't you use a door?
I don't like doors.
Very well, Mr. Vidiot, have a seat.
I don't like seats. And that's another thing. The name is King Vidiot, not Mr. Vidiot. You can call me Your Highness if you like.
You and I have something in common. Do you know what that is?
We both like to hang out at public bathrooms.
No. We both hate that arcade.
Wait a minute, man. I love the arcade.
Then let me put it another way. We both hate Jefferson Bailey. Now, I saw him kick you out of there last night, and if you're half the leader, I think you are.
Well, I am half the leader. You think I am.
You like some revenge?
Yeah. Revenge. Revenge is sweet.
I tell you what, you help me force Jefferson Bailey out of business, and I'll buy you your own video game.
You mean my very own machine?
Yeah.
Nobody else could touch it?
No.
What do I gotta do?
Well, I want a major disturbance at the arcade.
Oh, we do that all the time.
Yeah, but I want a special one. I've got to force the mayor to move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like breaking some bone.